The following is a presentation of Project Independence and WCWP. Project Independence is the Aging in Place Initiative of the Town of North Hempstead. We provide programs and services designed to assist and support the older town residents who wish to remain in their homes as they age. If we don't currently provide a service, we will try and connect you to that service. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
Welcome to Project Independence and you.
Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You. I'm your host, John Ryan, and my co-host today is Otto Loos.
Good to be here, John.
And we just had a wonderful, wonderful conversation with Barry Klitzberg, who has been with us before, is a friend of the town, and is the Assistant Program Coordinator for Nassau County HICAP Program. And the purpose of that program, it's a not-for-profit helping people navigate their way through the Medicare maze. That sounded pretty good.
Me included. I think I'm going to save a lot of money as a result of Barry. And we're reasonably knowledgeable, you know, but the more you know, the less you know.
The truth. You know what? And I'm going to come right back on Otto. Otto's not reasonably knowledgeable. Otto does his homework more than anybody I know. And he really is. And he's a pleasurable person to hang out and talk with. But also, he's a wealth of information. And here, the point is you can learn something every day. Nobody should be so smart or think they're so smart that they know everything. Because here, if Otto could save $150 a month times two,
that's a lot.
Then Christina and I are going to get a big Christmas present, right, Christina?
That's right. Put that money to good use, Otto.
Well, I tell you, I'm a volunteer, so I just got paid.
See, that's it. You just got paid. Well, now, obviously, everybody realizes we're at the Christina Liu Show, and we're going to go into the show, and Christina is going to give us some information about what's going on around the town and how she's coping, etc. But I wasn't here last week, and we were off for 2 weeks, I think. It's been a couple of weeks since I've been here. And I just need to, and I do this very often, acknowledge the work of Christina Liu. This program, you know, and I'm not taking anything from Dan and Otto, who Dan runs the program, and Otto is my co-host. And eventually we'll go back to the studio and we'll have different co-hosts. But Christina is literally the glue that has made this program work throughout this whole pandemic. You know, we would just be sitting home and having a conversation. So from that point of view, honestly, it's hats off for Project Independence, but very specifically for what she's done to make sure that the listening audience, our seniors, have gotten everything they've been used to in the town of North Hempstead, haven't skipped the beat, and that's because of our Christina. So congratulations and thank you, Christina. Otto?
I'm going to add to that for you as well that I have watched some of the Fun Day Monday programs.
Okay.
And you guys, as the show progressed during the year, it got to be really a super professional looking show. So you both did a great job. And the whole show was very well done, very well produced. And both of you did a great job hosting and co-hosting.
Thank you.
Give you a plus.
Thanks. Well, that's all that matters. As long as Otto gave us his seal of approval, I feel
exactly.
Good. But thank you. That was quite the introduction. And you, as everyone, I think, should know by now, I absolutely love doing this show. And especially in this time of craziness and uncertainty, having this platform to have on these amazing guests. I mean, I was sitting there listening to Barry because we all know this topic of Medicare is just mind-blowing. You know, and last week we had on Ron Fatula, who touched upon the Medicaid piece. So having these professionals on who are so knowledgeable about these super complex areas really is great, you know, and it's just spread educating, you know, and the fact is, you know, that I couldn't even have planned it better, you know, Otto, like learning something really important to his plan, you know, and like we were saying, Otto is someone who is, you know, more of the educated consumer when it comes to this Medicare process, but there's always something new to learn and a new change that happens. And I think it's just having these great people who are so knowledgeable on the show is wonderful. And it's just really great too. You know, I just, during the break, you know, I've kind of been wearing a couple of hats today, and I got an email from Jackie Schenkman, who is one of our fabulous PI members, who's been with the program for a long time, and she just sent me an email saying she and her whole family listened to the Ron Fatula segment because they wanted to learn a little more information on the whole Medicaid process and whatnot. And she was just so blown away by how educational it was and was just thanking PI for all these programs that are really helping people. And that's the goal. You know, I mean, at the end of the day, you want to know what you're doing is making a difference. So getting messages like that are very nice and make it all worth it. So it was great.
Totally agree.
That show is now on TV, by the way.
Yes, that was hot off the the hot take right there.
Yeah, that's true. Now, I don't know what the day is. It's 9 o'clock in the morning and 7 o'clock at night.
4 and 5, I think.
Oh, and during the afternoons, too.
Yeah. And, like, you know, it changed a little bit based upon how much they, you know, what else they have to put on and stuff. But that's pretty much been the steady schedule. So
you could watch it 28 times a week.
And then you could also watch it on our website as well. So you can get on the website and play it and watch it there, you know, at your leisure. So it's
you know, you made a good point there, Christina, though, because Project Independence has moved to the TV. So there's, you know, people are gravitating towards it. People who want to do exercise classes or cooking or some, whatever they wanted to do, they can participate. And then, of course, I know Otto participates in New Hyde Park, but they have the advisories Zooming and calling in that, you know, I don't know when this is over. I really don't. But we've adapted. Is this the new whatever? It goes through flu season. It sounds terrible. It breaks my heart. There's no Christmas this year. I know that already. There is no Christmas. I've already been told that. My wife is like, John, it's not happening. So don't worry. There's no Christmas. But it's the truth. I don't know.
I think there is a Christmas. It's just a different Christmas. You know, it's the whole thing is with this. It's all about kind of adapting. And that's something that, you know, I've kind of been working my way through. You know, the bottom line is, even with Project Independence, with our own lives, you kind of have to get creative, right? Like during this time, you know, and me and Otto, we talk about this all the time. You know, last week we had a little recap on Otto's Saratoga family, you know, Zoom experience, you know, and that's something that was, you know, a tradition for them to do in person. So obviously you couldn't do that. So it's all about kind of finding ways to still have things, you know, and that's kind of was my goal this summer, was to figure out kind of creative ways to still maintain life and connection to people, but just, it's a little different. It looks a little different. So
Santa Claus could wear a mask.
That's right. That's right. He could bring
nice, you know, Christmas decoration on it.
That's right. It could happen. I'm into it, Otto. We're already branding for Christmas 2020. So like I said, it's something that it's happening. It's just going to be, you know, a little tweaked, a little, not our normal thing.
No, you're right, Christine. I take that back. You can't turn around and say it's not happening. Yeah. It's going to happen. It'll just be different, whatever it's going
to
be.
And it's hard. And I think it's important to recognize that it is different. And it's really it's on the part, I think, of everyone to figure out ways to especially be connected to those who it might not be as easy for them, you know, your relative that's alone or whatever it might be, you know, the neighbor that's alone. I think it's everyone's kind of part in this to, you know, step up and see what you can do. So
my belief is that Project Independence had a huge impact on many people because of their encouraging the use of virtual systems, if you will, for many, many things. And there's a tremendous amount of Project Independence members who have bellied up and learned how to use things like Zoom, which I hope will lead to other things. And Project Independence has played a part in that, I believe. You know, they've had an impact on what people do and how they adjust to COVID, you know, what's going on. You know, Project Independence adjusted, as opposed to having no meetings and saying, we'll see you when it's all over. That's not the route that was taken. And that's, to me, a very big positive.
Yeah, you know, it's so funny, you know, because I've been working on, you know, the supervisor wanted to send out a new Pioneer newsletter for the fall time. So I've been really working on that and pulling everything together for that. And it's just crazy, you know, this all kicked off in March. Now we're in September, you know, and it's like a whirlwind. So, and when you're in the thick of it, you're not really processing things. You're just kind of going and trying to figure out different things. So, you know, to really step back and try and pull all these different pieces together, and I made a little timeline of just kind of the response of, you know, PI when this, you know, all hit. And it was just to see it in writing, and it's just incredible. You know, it really, once we started getting, and to see the response from seniors, I mean, I have all these emails from people who you never would have thought would be, you know, they were all anti-technology. I don't know how to do it, you know? And I feel like this Zoom platform really made it easier, because all you really have to do is like click a link and you could be connected, you know, or call in on the phone and be connected. And then, you know, once you do that, it opened your whole world up. And that was, you know, a nice part about working on this. You know, obviously my Otto submitted an article on technology, and another great member, Joan Ortiz, who is one of our original members. She actually has disabilities, and so it's difficult for her to kind of navigate and get around, you know, outside of this. So she was saying that having this virtual platform, she actually hopes continues in a lot of ways, because it makes it easier for her to participate and not have to worry about transportation. I mean, not for nothing, we're always nervous. In the wintertime, we kind of slow down certain programming because of weather. You know, so it's, you know, we were like hesitant to have exercise classes or advisory, whatever it might be. So now doing this forum, you know, we're able to do that. So, you know, there are a lot of positives in this, and it's been really well received, and it's really.
Well, Joan, as an example, learned how to put her own background on. And she, when she was on the advisory meeting last Monday, she had a background of being on the beach.
Yeah. You know, and that was funny, because she did that when I was in some meeting with her, and I was so impressed, and she just did it very nonchalantly, you know.
Who is this?
She's one of our PI members.
Joan Ortiz.
Yeah, Joan Ortiz.
Oh, okay.
And it was just, but like, you know, that's such a great example. You know, obviously that's a more advanced level of, you know, of Zooming. But it was great, and it was having fun with the platform. You know, we just had yesterday, who works with Barry, actually, Manda Cristal, we had her on the show talking about scams. She offered a presentation on scams via Zoom. And there was like, I think it was like over 20 people participated in this virtual chat. And it was so well received. They want to schedule another one, you know? So it's so great that now, you know, once we kind of got in the groove with this, people started becoming comfortable with this format. So really, essentially all of our programs have transitioned into this Zoom situation, which is great. I mean, our social groups and
I got a Zoom story that just took place this week. My grandson was going to get married in Denver this past weekend, and we were supposed to go there, 15 people, and the bride's mother decided she didn't like the idea because it was a little shaky, and you know, they had a lot of problems out that way. So everybody decided, okay, we're not going to Denver. So our grandson this past week on the first of the month, September Tuesday, and his wife now got married in Montana. They live in Colorado, so they went to Montana, and apparently there are pretty easy rules there about how you can go through the process. So they got married in Montana. And then they went to Wyoming, which is north of Montana, I learned. And they went to Wyoming. And then on Tuesday night, we had 15 people on Zoom celebrating his wedding.
That's a great story. And I want to hear more about it. But we have to take a break. But I don't want to cut it off, because I think that's what Zoom is about today. You're listening to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. We'll be right back.